College football fans, are you ready for week one? DraftKings Sportsbook is hooking you up with a can't-miss offer to start the season strong. This week, new customers can bet just $5 on college football and score $200 in bonus bets instantly. Anything can happen in college football. That's right. Your team could go from unranked to dynasty mode in just a couple of years. Change comes fast. The only thing that's a lock is great offers from the DraftKings Sportsbook. Life's more fun when you're in on the action. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code TASKMASTER, all lowercase. New customers can score $200 in bonus bets instantly when they bet just $5 on college football. Only DraftKings Sportsbook is the way to go, and use that promo code TASKMASTER, then the crown is yours. That's right. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use that promo code TASKMASTER. Own it, live it, win the crown.
We love the 1980s wrestling era, when kayfabe was king and wrestling did whatever it took to protect the business. When all the territories dealt with the rise of the WWF and the NWA emerged as its greatest challenger. Imagine if there were an epic drama series based on that era, combining the corporate warfare and the family drama of Succession with the giant cast and epic storytelling of Game of Thrones. That day has come. Kings of the Ring is the first audio drama podcast based on wrestling.
Go back to your trailer, you hillbilly.
It's a fiction series about the 1980s wrestling wars and the sex, drugs, and muscles lifestyle of the 80s wrestler and the sacrifices they make for success. With guest voice acting appearances by Lainey Poffo.
I even have a good dropkick.
And AEW's RJ City.
I didn't really have that much to do.
Search Kings of the Ring from any podcast app or kingsotr.com and binge away.
3, 2, 1. Happy New Year from our friends over at Manscaped. The ball has officially dropped, but that doesn't mean you have to drop the ball on your balls in 2023. Whether you had a New Year's kiss or not, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming have you covered for your much-needed resolution of bringing sexy back. So join the 7 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com and use the promo code Sullivan20 for 20% off plus free shipping. Let us have a toast for a new year, new you, and a new you with no pubes. To complete the set, Manscaped threw in the Shed travel bag and anti-chafing boxers as free gifts to give to you to keep all your goodies stored nice and comfortably to go along with the Performance Package 4.0. Inside that Performance Package 4.0, you'll find the Signature Lawnmower 4.0. The advanced skin-safe technology reduces cuts and nicks on your delicate parts. It also comes equipped with a 4000K LED spotlight that will shine a light to the promised land 2023 looks to be. Cheers to new balls in 2023. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Sullivan20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use that promo code Sullivan20. Time to feel sexy and free this 2023 with Manscaped.
Welcome back. We are coming to you live from Miami. And coming up next, the Taskmaster, Kevin Sullivan, and Hugh Morris of the Dungeon of Doom settle their score against Arn Anderson and Brian Pillman. And this thing's been heating up for a while. Tag team action coming your way here on Nitro. Kevin Sullivan. Wait a minute.
Oh, I can't wait for this one. They're going to clean up each other, and Hogan's going to walk.
Wait a minute.
What?
Hold on a second. What's with? I can't see. He's got Okerlund. I look to. What's going on here?
What is this, a parade?
Wait a minute. We had a tag team match scheduled here. This looks like something out of a Godfather movie.
Whoa. This is all too Timmy Timmy here.
There's a new United States champion, one-man gang in there.
Wait a minute.
What is going on here?
Arn Anderson does not look like he's ready to wrestle. Pillman, who knows? This is... All right, Gene Okerlund, let's see. Gene Okerlund is there. Let's see if we can make some sense out of this.
Gentlemen, at the risk of sounding negative, what in the world is going on here tonight? We're supposed to have some tag team action. Arn Anderson, you're not dressed for action. Brian Pillman, I don't even want to talk about that. And what about what's going on? If you're the voice of reason.
I thought I told you to dress appropriately. This is a business meeting.
What do we got, a four horseman dress code here?
Let me explain something to you, Gene Okerlund. Kevin Sullivan and I have had what you call a meeting of the minds.
That's a scary
thought. Let me first start off by saying Ric Flair has always been and always will be the flagship of the Horsemen. He's a world heavyweight champion. We're going to respect, honor, and protect that at all costs. That's our main focus of business, along with getting every other title there is to offer. There's been some little brush fires started. Doesn't agree with me, Rick, or our way of conducting business. If there's not a financial end to the means, we don't want to be a part of it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I don't know if I totally understand. What about this match that was scheduled to go on here tonight?
I'm saying this match or anything resembling it with these guys is just a war that they can't win, we can't win. There's no winners and losers. There's only survivors. There is no financial gain at the end. That's why I'm telling you we're going to put a kibosh on this.
What the devil is going on here?
First of all, this is directed to you. You are probably the greatest world champion of all times. 12 times world heavyweight champion. A legacy that the New York Yankees, any professional sports, the Boston Celtics can't match. And I do respect you. I respect you so much that if the Clash of Champions will let you borrow the big man.
Big man indeed.
Clash of Champions, Big Daddy. We're going to style and profile.
Look how big that giant is. He makes a one-man gang look
you
smart.
I've known for a long time. And sometimes I don't think you get the due you deserve. You see, you are the guiding of that belt that he holds. You really are the enforcer. And I'm going to tell you what. I respect you, and you respect me, and you're right. There isn't going to be any winners. There won't be any losers. There's only survivors. What my problem is, this punk right here got no respect. And this punk got to learn respect. He ain't horseman material.
Before we misconstrue respect for fear, let's don't make any mistake and confuse the two. We're not afraid of you, and we do respect you.
Do you hear that? We're the horsemen. We don't fear anybody. Right, Devil A?
Hey, oh, my.
Whoa.
Oh, my goodness.
I told you to keep your mouth shut.
I love the backbite.
Just left him.
Look at Benoit.
This kind of emotional
outburst. Watch Benoit, man.
Will stop. This is a business. We're going to run it like a business. You have my word on that.
If I have your word on that, that's good enough for the dungeon. And oh, by the way, do you happen to know that Hulk Hogan is wrestling a member of the Dungeon of Doom tonight?
He is Thank
hot.
You, gentlemen. Eric Bischoff, let's get back to you. No. What the devil is happening here? Benoit,
well, you saw it.
This has got to be a setup. That's all I can think of.
I don't know what to make out of this thing. We had a match scheduled.
Hello and welcome to the Taskmaster Talks with Kevin Sullivan. I am your co-host, JP Ajampaz, and with me right now is the star of the show, former WCW and ECW World Tag Team Champion, NWA of Florida Heavyweight Champion, one of the greatest minds ever in the history of professional wrestling, the devil himself, the Taskmaster, Kevin Sullivan. Kevin, what are you up to today?
Well, I'm getting ready to do this podcast with you, JP, and everything's pretty good in life.
Now, this episode, Talk of the Town, because we will be talking about an old buddy of yours, Brian Pillman, or maybe we'll find out that he wasn't. But when I first say Brian Pillman, kind of what's your thought? What's the first thing that comes to your mind when I'm saying the unhinged, the loose cannon, Brian Pillman?
You know, people talk about what a great talent Brian was, and we lost him way too young. But Brian's mind, he would have been the greatest booker of all times, I believe. And the Austin Pillman feud, when we talk about great feuds, that would have been the first one mentioned by everybody. Because they would have continued it forever. And Brian was way ahead of the curve. You know, he was on social media when it was AOL. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, he was hawking T-shirts then. He was very, very smart. And for a guy, you know, I'm not sure. You know, I know he went to college and stuff, but I wonder what he took, because psychology-wise, he was brilliant. He was brilliant.
Now, the thing that's so interesting with him, like when he debuts this unhinged character, this loose cannon character for him, prior to that, he was kind of like the good worker. You know, he would have, you know, the opening match and he would tear it up with, you know, Alex Wright or Johnny B. Badd. And that was kind of like his place. And obviously before that, he was great with the Hollywood Blondes. But really, in 95, he's slowly but surely becoming the loose cannon. Is that you kind of coming up with this character and this gimmick, or is that all him?
No, it was all him. I mean, he had a friend, and the friend, Brian had the seed of this angle, and the friend told him, helped him nurture along, helped him pour some water on the seed. But like I said before, not only did we lose a great performer, but we lost a great mind. And I'll give you an example before we go any further. I remember he told Terry Funk and me what we thought about this angle he wanted to do. And this is before the loose cannon. You know, he played for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And do you remember when they made it to the Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, yeah.
Brian was on the sidelines because he had played for the Bengals. He told us that he was going to bring chains and locks, run across the field, strip naked, and chain himself to the goalpost. Naked, or in his underwear. But can you imagine the publicity? I mean, and, you know, anybody else at first, you'd say, well, No one will be able to do that. But hit with his being on the field, he's at the bench. Mm-hmm. It looks like one, you know, he's obviously should be there. I could see Brian slowly moving down to close to an end zone, then just taking off. And as the teams are down the other end, you know what I mean? And, but I mean, that's the kind of stuff he came up with. Stuff, You know, I always say stuff like that is like a guy painting off the easel. You know, he didn't think out of the box. He kicked the box in. He was a brilliant, brilliant guy.
He was just unbelievable and really kind of way ahead of his time, right? You would think like he was kind of just way ahead of where everyone else was.
Right. He was way ahead of his time. And, I mean, everybody bought it that he was crazy. I mean, everybody. And even, you know, I know it's him and I were working and he's coming up with things and we'll just put them in place. But I'm starting to doubt him. He was so deep in the character. I'm starting to doubt if he's sane too. I mean, that's how intense he was.
Did you ever think that maybe he was just a little crazy or did you always think it was a work?
Oh, I always thought it was a work, but he was so into his character. I mean, almost everybody thought he was nuts. Almost everybody, because, I mean, Brian, I remember when he was, here's the thing about when you do something that heavily, you start at the letter A. So when you get to the letter T, the people have fallen along with it. It's not as shocking, and they don't say, oh, that's bullshit. Like when we went to Europe one time, I think we were there for 10, 12 days. Brian would be the last guy on the bus. He didn't socialize with anybody on the tour. He would get on the bus, curl up into a fetal position, lay down till we went 20 minutes or 15 minutes or 30 minutes to the building. He would go to the dress room, find a place off the dress room, curl up in a ball, stay like he was asleep till it was time for him to go wrestle. And he would get, when he came down to go to the building, he would be in his wrestling gear. He would go wrestle. After he got through wrestling, he would go back outside because he wasn't in the main event and get on the bus and curl up into the fetal position. Nobody saw him for the 10 or 12 days we were there. So that's how he's starting to plant seeds in people's heads. He started way back then. And this had to be 8 months before, or maybe even a year before the angle went.
With him, it's just interesting because he is such a good worker. I mean, such a good wrestler. It's just like, wow, what was he missing? And I think that's what he was looking for, right? He knew he could work. He knew he was such a great in-ring performer that maybe he was looking for something more so to really kind of catch the eye and really start making some real money in the business.
Yeah, and you got to realize, Brian was not a big guy. He was maybe 215. He was maybe 5'8", 5'9", tops. And now we have, you know, Hogan and the big guys. And it's funny, you know, there was no room for him to break that glass ceiling. But when this character came and got over like it did, the first thing was Hogan wanted to work with Pillman. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, Brian overcame a lot of things. You know, he had the throat operations, the mini throat operations, injuries, and his size. But Brian was tough as a nut. He was tough. He was a tough guy.
As far as Pillman, and just like think of him in 95. Let's Fall Brawl 95. Him and Johnny B. Badd are going to have a match, and it's going to go 30 minutes. Is that you kind of thinking it's going to work out? Because on paper, you're like, ah, Johnny B. Badd, good, but Pillman's good. 30 minutes, opener of the pay-per-view. It turned out to be one hell of a match. It was just awesome, and I encourage anybody to go back and watch Fall Brawl 95 for that opener. But what's the thought process originally? Did you think that that was going to be kind of a home run like it was?
I always put my best technical, and if some people out there are listening and they got a promotion, you put your best technical match on first. You want the first match could be the main event because you want to grab the people right away. You want the technical match for people to suspend their disbelief. You don't put out a hardcore match, and you don't put out a guy that's an attraction like Abdul the Butcher, but you put out two athletes and you sell what's on the marquee. And what's on the marquee still says wrestling next Tuesdays. It doesn't say sports entertainment next Tuesday. So even though it is sports entertainment, when they're selling it on a marquee, it's wrestling here Tuesday night. So, yeah, I knew they would have it. And, I mean, they looked fabulous, both of them. I mean, you turn on, if you didn't know what pro wrestling was and you came from, we'll say, Siberia, and you were in somebody's living room in the United States because of whatever reason, and you turn that on, you're going to stop and watch that because it looked like two legitimate athletes in an athletic contest.
Just love that match. And it's kind of like surprising. Well, Johnny B. Bad. I mean, that match was awesome. And to give him 30 minutes too was just like, wow, that is just, wow, great foresight to see that that would turn out so well. But that he loses that match, but it kind of planting a seed for later on in the night when he's sitting in the crowd during another classic when Arn Anderson and Ric Flair are going to have their big match. That was so well done. The kick to the back of the head. He jumps the guardrail, kick to the back of the head on Flair. Anderson DDT, kind of right, slowly but surely you're setting up this nice little heel turn for Pillman, setting up him and Arn, and then eventually, you know, setting up for Halloween Havoc. Is that kind of the grand plan? They're going to slowly show Pillman's heel character?
Yeah, I mean, it was like, and people, I think, buy it because here's a guy play pro football. A true athlete, looked like $1 million and wasn't getting his due. You'd get pissed off too. You know what I mean? If this was a legit job, you'd get pissed off too. So it worked for Brian. And, you know, these were his ideas. I like to take some of the credit, but I might have thrown in a little salt and pepper. But Brian was cooking this, and he was cooking the stew that he was cooking, and he had the foresight. We would talk at night on the phone sometimes, and he would write notes down, and he had things planned, and then 2 weeks later he would have changed it to suit what happened. He didn't just say, well, I'm going to go this way. Yeah, he got to where the end was. He got to the beginning. He got to the middle. But going to them, he might have had a real hard-nosed plan, but the week before something happened that he would adjust. He could adjust on the fly, and a lot of people can't.
So really, the big setup is for Halloween Havoc. It's Flair and the Stinger, Sting, versus Arn and Pillman. So then Flair turns on Sting, and we're starting to see the Four Horsemen coming back together. Pillman, the kind of perfect choice or the right guy to join Flair and Arn to reboot the Four Horsemen.
Yeah, it brought it to the, it brought fresh blood to it. Pillman was on the edge, edgier than the Horsemen. You know what I mean? Here's Rick in the suit, and here's Brian with some crazy T-shirt and those crazy guys.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It was the antithesis of Ric Flair, and it worked because Brian made it work.
And he really is kind of cultivating this crazy loose cannon gimmick slowly but surely with the heel turn. You're really starting to see it, like in the promos, really effectively. Arn, you could see he's getting annoyed at him at promos, like, hey, relax, like, you know, you're a little too crazy. Is that all a part of the master scheme there, or is that you writing that, or is that him just kind of creating that on his own and kind of ad-libbing, like, oh, I'm gonna do this, Arn have this reaction, or is that all kind of just off the cuff?
I'm sure he went to Arn. I mean, who's going to tell Arn Anderson how to cut a promo?
Right, right. Yep.
Not even Dusty Rhodes. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure Brian went to Arn and said, what do you think? And Arn said, I'll tell you, I'll calm you down. And it worked out better because he didn't just... Arn probably would have said it off the cuff because that's what a great talker Arn is. Mm-hmm. But he probably went to Arn. And like I said, he's just cultivating this. And Arn says, okay, we'll massage this a little to fit into the Four Horsemen. And you and I, it will be like, you're my younger brother and I'm trying to keep you from breaking the store window in front of the cops. You can break the store window later, but make sure the cops aren't there. You know, so, and it just works so well with Arn, you know. Arn, you know, to me, and this is no disrespect to any of the guys that were horsemen, Arn is the Rock of the, and I don't mean Dwayne Johnson. He was the Rock of the Four Horsemen. When Rick would do his promos and everybody else would do his promos, Arn's promos drove it home. Arn was dead ass serious. And here's something that I've always been amazed at. Arn wore glasses and he gave you that death stare, and I don't think many guys could get away with those promos with glasses on.
Hmm.
But Arn was so intense, especially as a heel. And here's why I say that. The whole time I used to listen to Arn, and I mean, I used to pull up a chair and listen to him. And you can hear the crowd. I never heard anybody yell Four Eyes. Just the same way when Dusty was working, and I worked with him for 3 years almost every night in some capacity. I never heard anybody yell, Dusty, you're fat. There are some people that are riveting. And it would have been great if Brian had stayed because besides, you know, what he did in WWF at the time, what a program he could have had with Arn, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. But it's funny, like Halloween Havoc, it was almost like the tale of two shows, really. The Hogan kind of hokey stuff with, you know, the giant and the falling off the building and the monster truck. But then you had the awesome stuff with Flair turning on Sting and Pillman and Arn, you know, restarting and recharging the Four Horsemen, right? It doesn't seem like almost like a tale of two shows. Like that is just so well done. And the Hogan stuff's like, it's a little hokey.
Oh, well, it was so blatant to me. You know, I killed myself when I put that Dungeon of Doom together. That, you know, I was dead serious heel, and I became cartoon character, the Dungeon of Doom, and this is no disrespect to those guys. But we did that for me to gain confidence with Hulk because it was all his friends. That he would finally turn heel. That was the biggest turn in the wrestling business, in the history of the wrestling business. Go back when he comes down at Daytona Beach and joins the NWO. They were up to their ankles in trash. But no, he didn't want to hear about it. But eventually, because what you said, JP, everybody could see there was a new day coming and people were tired of say your prayers and take your vitamins.
Absolutely.
So that's why the Dungeon of Doom. So he would eventually trust me to turn.
And it's interesting too, because you know, before the NWO and that edginess and kind of that cool heel almost. Really, Pillman is doing that. He got rid of the Hollywood Blonde look. He got rid of like the corny baby face look. Now he's edgy. He is unhinged. He is totally out of control. He is you know, getting himself a little bit of a reputation of just being absolutely insane, right? I mean, he's got his crazy t-shirts. He's got it, you know, like the cut in the shirt. He had cool vests, sunglasses, weird jewelry, skulls, and all this other stuff, right? I mean, he's starting to get a little cool, a little edgy, little reputation going for himself.
Right, right. And he started to act that way in the dressing room, slowly but surely. It didn't come right off the bat, but I mean, it was slowly happening, and it happened.
Obviously, the Four Horsemen would be complete. They had Chris Benoit of the group, and it's not around for, you know, a crazy long amount of time because of Pillman's exit, which we'll get into in a little bit. But just interesting. I always loved that Four Horsemen, Benoit, Pillman as like the new guys. And then obviously Arn, who's, I think, the best horseman ever, and Flair kind of as the old guard. I always loved that unit put together. Is that one of those things you wish you had that unit together for longer, those four guys?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was, and, you know, you don't have to be very smart to look that eventually down the line, if they're fighting for the horseman's name, you know, Flair and Arn against Chris and Brian, you know what I mean? It's a story made in heaven. I mean, Pillman and Benoit came from Calgary together. Arn and Rick are best friends. I mean, you could have got milk that horse, those four horsemen forever, but the real money would be fighting for the name. You know, and if you really wanted to shake up the universe, you would have put Benoit and Pillman over.
Yeah, yep. Yep, would have loved to see that.
Yeah.
So it's interesting that this character is just still getting wilder, still getting crazier. And I'll fast forward a little bit to January 23rd, 96 at the Clash of the Champions. Pillman basically is wrestling Eddie Guerrero, but kind of slides out of the ring and just grabs Bobby the Brain Heenan by the collar out of nowhere. And I think everyone knows he had a lot of neck issues at this point. Do you remember him just ad-libbing this and just literally grabbing Heenan out of nowhere and Heenan blurting out, "What the fuck are you doing?" Live on the air as I'm watching it as a kid. I'm like, whoa, what the hell just happened? That just was like so crazy to me that he just like pulled that off.
Yeah. This is how smart Brian was. I did some... You know, my gimmick was similar to Brian's in some way. I would never have thought about grabbing Bobby Heenan by the neck. But Brian thought about it. I mean, he saw things that people didn't see. And for that's where I'm going. You can remember the exact verbiage when you were a kid.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because Brian Pillman was real. You didn't care if the rest of the Shark or the Zodiac was bullshit. It was Brian Pillman was real. He grabbed you, and you still remember that, and you still remember buying that Brian Pillman was real and that incident with Bobby the Brain. And that was not a work. Bobby was so pissed at him. I mean, pissed when you know, he came back, he was yelling at Brian. I mean, huge flip. And Brian kind of snickered, you know, "Sorry about that, Bobby." And people looking at Pillman like, "Well, where's the apology? You know, that's Bobby Heenan." You know what I mean? He unfortunate, you know, can I tell you what it reminds me about? It reminds me of the movie Batman, not this Joker, but the last Joker. What was the kid's name?
Heath Ledger?
Yeah. Heath Ledger did such an incredible, he got into that role. Brian was slowly getting into that. He was taking that persona over because the other Brian would have said, "Even hey, you just touched a guy that's a big deal in wrestling, Bobby Heenan. You just disrespect him and you grab him where he could be paralyzed. The old Brian Pillman, Flying Brian, would have said, "Oh, Bobby, I'm really sorry. God, I didn't know." He said, "Oh, sorry about that, Bobby. Didn't know it, you know." And it got heat. People were saying, "Well, he's getting too full of himself." He was thinking on his feet, which is very hard to do.
I just love that. Was there ever a real apology backstage, or he really kept it up backstage and never really apologized?
Never apologized to Bobby.
Wow. So he kept it going. Wow. And he wins that match against Eddie, and Bobby kind of says, "Oh, I'm sorry. That was really unprofessional." He apologized on air. You could tell a total shoot. He legit was like, "I got spooked. I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah."
Yeah. Because, you know, he was very protective of his neck. You know, before that, Bobby was one of the greatest managers of all times, taking crazy bumps. Bobby could work, too, you know, when he worked for the Bruiser. If any of our fans want to look at some matches of the Bruiser, when he gets 5 minutes with Bobby Heenan, Bobby took bumps like Kurt Hennig, the big bumps. He was fabulous.
So with kind of moving on, they're kind of planting the seed, or you're really planting the seed, Four Horsemen versus the Dungeon of Doom. Hogan is kind of, you know, portrayed as, you both hate Hogan and want to kill him, but you're both kind of at odds with each other. So it's kind of slowly but surely making you and Arn feud and you and Pillman feud. What's the goal of you here? You're going to eventually, and obviously it's going to lead to a match at Super Bowl VI, but that's what you want to lead to, you versus Pillman one-on-one?
Right, because Brian had come up with, you know, like you said, you know, he came up with the Bookman, the verbiage, the whole thing, and that's where we were wanted to go, and he laid out the whole plan, you know, the strap match and him not having the strap, you know, who had the strap. He just like, yeah, that was the whole thing. It was putting more icing on Pillman.
So the game plan is really, he comes to you and says he wants to feud with you, or you're saying, "I want to feud with you." Like, how does that work? Who's you're the booker. Is he coming to you creatively and telling you this is what we should do?
Yeah, he came to me. I said, "Let's go talk to Eric." We went into Eric's office and shut the door, and we three of us said that we'll keep it between the three of us, and we did, to my knowledge. And it was all, again, I like to say I was that smart, but all I did was, he made the stew, and I might have thrown a couple of pieces of salt and pepper, but it was all Brian.
And that's a great stopping point. I totally agree. Loose Cannon, one of the greatest of all time. There's no doubt about it. So for us, you could follow us on Twitter at Two Man Power Trip. You could check out our website, tmptempire.com. There is a new pro wrestling tee store for Kevin Sullivan. Go to pwtees.com. Check out the two new shirts for Kevin Sullivan on there. Check Kevin out on Instagram at Taskmaster Talks. Kevin, just been awesome to go down memory lane. I love kind of picking your brain. One of the greatest minds, like I said, ever in the history of the business. And we will be talking about a lot of other crazy and great topics. Some good times, some bad times. Definitely going to talk more with the Booker Man himself about some WCW and some booking and some other maybe controversial and fun wrestling angles.
Thank you, John.
Yes, and thank you to everybody else out there. We had a great few starting weeks here on Taskmaster Talk. So thank you, everyone, for listening, and we will hope to see you right back here next week on the Taskmaster Talks.
This has been a John Paz Power Trip production in conjunction with the Two Man Power Trip of Wrestling. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Two Man Power Trip. You can check us out on Facebook. You can subscribe on YouTube. You can go to patreon.com/TMPTEmpire to become a patron, and also check out the website TMPTEmpire.com and buy a shirt at ProWrestlingTees.com. Two Man Power Trip, where the power lies, brother.
A look at Flying Brian. He means business. He is sprinting to the ring. Oh, they are going at it. They are not waiting to get hooked up by a leather strap. Oh, my goodness. They got a fight going on here.
Well, I told you it's just going to be Katie by the door right here. I don't know how they're going to get them strapped up, but they are really going at it. Whoa, baby.
Flying Brian trying as all he can to whip Kevin Sullivan, who's just hanging on to it.
Kevin Sullivan's chewing his ankle off.
This is a Donnybrook.
Yeah, Donnybrook is right, and he has got that strap, and he is raking him around the eyes. And, oh, man, let me tell you, respect is the name of the game in this one right here at Super Brawl 6.
Ladies and gentlemen, we haven't seen anything like this in a long time. Oh, Sullivan hit him right in the jaw. He hit him right in the jaw and almost knocked him out. And now he kicks him into the solar plexus, and they're not even thinking about a leather strap right now. Jimmy Jett has a wireless microphone.
And man, I don't think this is what Aretha Franklin meant.
I respect you, Booker man.
Oh, he said, I respect you.
Respect you. And he walked.
And he walked out.
And he walked.
He said, I respect you, and he walked out.
Wow.
So Kevin Sullivan, the Taskmaster, will win it. But I mean, for about 45 seconds, we had the darndest fight we'd ever seen. Arn Anderson. Arn Anderson, who is not even scheduled on the card. But
like,
you know,
he looked like he'd been out on the golf course.
He was on the golf course today with me.
Well, you know, when Ric Flair is around, Arn Anderson, the enforcer, is going to be around. So Arn Anderson comes out, and we've got a little problem here.
College football fans, are you ready for week one? DraftKings Sportsbook is hooking you up with a can't-miss offer to start the season strong. This week, new customers can bet just $5 on college football and score $200 in bonus bets instantly. Anything can happen in college football. That's right. Your team could go from unranked to dynasty mode in just a couple of years. Change comes fast. The only thing that's a lock is great offers from the DraftKings Sportsbook. Life's more fun when you're in on the action. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code TASKMASTER, all lowercase. New customers can score $200 in bonus bets instantly when they bet just $5 on college football. Only DraftKings Sportsbook is the way to go, and use that promo code TASKMASTER, then the crown is yours. That's right. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use that promo code TASKMASTER. Own it, live it, win the crown.
We loved the 1980s wrestling era when kayfabe was king and wrestling did whatever it took to protect the business. When all the territories dealt with the rise of the WWF and the NWA emerged as its greatest challenger. Imagine if there were an epic drama series based on that era, combining the corporate warfare and the family drama of Succession with the giant cast and epic storytelling of Game of Thrones. That day has come. Kings of the Ring is the first audio drama podcast based on wrestling.
Go back to your trailer, you hillbilly.
It's a fiction series about the 1980s wrestling wars and the sex, drugs, and muscles lifestyle of the 80s wrestler and the sacrifices they make for success. with guest voice acting appearances by Lainey Poffo.
I even have a good dropkick.
And AEW's RJ City.
I didn't really have that much to do.
Search Kings of the Ring from any podcast app or kingsotr.com and binge away.
Please, please welcome in our new sponsor, Fishing Clash. Download Fishing Clash for free right now on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of your Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose the gift code section, and input my special code, Taskmaster, to get an awesome reward for a total value of $20. Enjoy a chilling atmosphere after a hard-working day. Get familiar with different types of fish species and their habits. You can choose one or two, or you know what you like the most. Explore amazing fishing spots worldwide from Florida to Kamchatka. Whether you prefer fly fishing, ice fishing, trolling, you'll admire the look of all the fishing spots available in this game. This game will help you remember how you went fishing with your dad when you were a kid. So download Fishing Clash today for free on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of the Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose gift code section, and input the special code Taskmaster to get a total value of $20. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the Fishing Clash, as it is a great casual time killer.
Ming defeats Flyin' Brian Pillman. Following the match, Road Warrior Hawk came down to confront Ming. This led to the announcement that the two will be facing later on the actual pay-per-view. With Ming defeating Pillman there, do you think the main event was the right spot for a U.S. title quarterfinal match, or you were okay with it because it was leading to a Ming match on the pay-per-view?
Yeah, it was okay with me because it was leading. It was the Hawk too that they didn't expect that. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it was all right with me there.
Now, Pillman is just Flyin' Brian at this point. This is kind of right before he starts developing into what would eventually be the loose cannon. Did any plans here for Pillman? I mean, it's only basically 5 minutes lost to Ming on the pre-show. So any big plans here for Pillman, or he's just kind of floating along?
I think that Pillman was putting this all together because I remember him and I having a little bit of a meeting one day and him saying, I got an idea for my character, but I want to keep it under my vest until I get it worked out in my head exactly. So he put a lot of time into developing this loose cannon. And he had a friend, too, that played football or owned a gym or something that was very close that was giving him books on psychology. So Brian dove deeply into this. And I liked that where he said, I'm developing this character. I don't want to talk about it until I have it. So it was, you know, he put a lot of time and effort into it, and obviously it worked.
Did he like you and trust you a lot with stuff, or were you guys kind of, you know, not really gelling?
We were friends. I think Brian and I were friends. We got along. He had a mutual friend, Mike Graham, and him were very close. Mike and I had been tag team partners as kids. Mike was his biggest booster. He said, this kid's going to draw a lot of money. And he was always protective of Brian. You know, if someone said, hey, he's going to get beat, what are we doing Saturday Night Live? Not Saturday Night Live, but Saturday Night. You know, Mike would come and say, let's sit down. And I saw Mike manipulate Brian from getting Brian beat to Brian going over strong. So Brian did have people, and Ric Flair was a big Brian proponent when he first started. So there were a lot, and everybody liked Brian. You know, he was a good guy. He was fun in the dressing room. He had a great personality. I mean, he looked like a star. He was just terrific.
Thank you for watching the Hannibal TV. Please like this video if you enjoyed it and click the subscribe button to not miss any of our latest shoot interviews, match videos, or news updates. Support us on patreon.com for $1.99 a month to watch our full shoot interviews ad-free and help our channel grow. Follow us on Twitter at The Hannibal TV for instant updates.
If you've experienced a loss of motivation, energy, or sex drive, or if you're noticing that you're a little softer around the middle than you used to be, it could be your testosterone levels have dropped. By the time men reach the age of 30, in most cases, their T levels have started to decline. And low T can lead to a loss of muscle mass, depression, lack of energy, and a low sex drive. The good news is now you have your remedy with Test X9. This stuff is the real deal, guys. This formula has 9 clinically proven ingredients to naturally boost your body's own testosterone production. Experience increases in strength, energy, and sex drive, as well as improved mood and well-being. Feedback has been awesome. Guys in their 30s and 40s have reported waking up with the quote-unquote morning wood for the first time since they were teenagers. If you want to take it to the next level, you can maximize your results with the Ultimate Test Stack, which combines the Test X9 with the T-Assist, an estrogen control and liver support blend, and Recovery PM, an amazing sleep aid that has had incredible feedback for helping people to get the best sleep they've ever had without feeling groggy that next day. You'll be amazed with the effect of raising your T levels and improving your sleep will have on your overall performance and well-being. Don't settle for average. Man up at LegacySupps.com. That is LegacySupps.com. And use the promo code Sullivan for an additional 10% off your entire order. That's LegacySupps.com. And use that promo code Sullivan for 10% off your entire order for the best health and workout supplements out there. This is Pro Wrestler approved. The madness has officially begun, and it's time for you to shoot your shot and score big on the nonstop action with MyBookie. It doesn't matter whether you're filling out multiple brackets, betting the national championship winner, or simply looking for player and game props. MyBookie has you covered. Sign up today at MyBookie and use the promo code TASKMASTER to secure a first deposit bonus up to $1,000. It's simple, folks. Put in $200 and play with $300. Just use the promo code TASKMASTER and claim your bonus. College ball, NBA, and UFC, no matter the sport, no matter the minute, MyBookie puts the action in your hands with in-game live betting. And with the choice from thousands of lines and odds, you can turn any game day into payday. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. So don't forget to use that promo code TASKMASTER. Remember, you can bet anything, you can bet anytime, you can bet anywhere with MyBookie.
One of your probably most famous feuds was with Brian Pillman, even though there was never really a blow-off to it.
Yeah.
Who came up with that whole
situation? Brian Pillman. Let me tell you a story about Brian Pillman. We lost a wonderful performer, but we lost a genius. He told Terry Funk and me this angle that he wanted to. You know, he played for the Cincinnati Bengals, and that was the year Cincinnati got into the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He wanted to run, while the game was on, to the goalpost with chains, strip naked while he was running, and chain himself to the goalpost. That would have stopped the Super Bowl game.
Yeah.
Who's going to get bowl cutters? Where are the bowl cutters? How long is it going to take?
Yeah.
It would have made nationwide news. He would have got arrested, probably gone for 30 days or 90 days for observation. But everybody would have known who he is, you know. And the angle we did was we kayfabed that, you know, that was his idea. He was a genius.
And I guess a lot of people believed it, even including the locker room,
yeah,
if I understand.
Because Brian was, He was working, you know, I said about the Sheik was 24 hours working.
Yeah.
Nobody liked Brian at that time. You know, they thought he was crazy. They thought there's something wrong. You know, Brian stopped drinking. Then they're saying, is he taking some antidepressants and other drugs? This guy's crazy, you know. And he, when he said it in the meeting, and Eric said he could go home, and he left. And then we had this one match, the strap match. He comes running down. I mean, biggest compliment I ever got. Kevin Nash told me half the crew he was with bought the pay-per-view to see the shoot.
Oh, the WWE guys.
Yes, yeah.
Three, two, one. Happy New Year from our friends over at Manscaped. The ball has officially dropped, but that doesn't mean you have to drop the ball on your balls in 2023. Whether you had a New Year's kiss or not, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming have you covered for your much-needed resolution of bringing sexy back. So join the 7 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. With our exclusive offer, go to manscaped.com and use the promo code Sullivan20 for 20% off plus free shipping. Let us have a toast for a new year, new you, and a new you with no pubes. To complete the set, Manscaped threw in the Shed travel bag and anti-chafing boxers as free gifts to give to you to keep all your goodies stored nice and comfortably to go along with the Performance Package 4.0. Inside that Performance Package 4.0, you'll find the Signature Lawnmower 4.0. The advanced skin-safe technology reduces cuts and nicks on your delicate part. It also comes equipped with a 4000K LED spotlight that will shine a light to the promised land 2023 looks to be. Cheers to new balls in 2023. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Sullivan20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use that promo code Sullivan20. Time to feel sexy and free this 2023 with Manscaped.